Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The issue around Iran has been very central, of course, to the whole war, whether it's funding Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. We have seen their activities in Syria. We have seen them under tremendous, tremendous pressure. The important aspect now that still remains is their nuclear capability. Avi Abelow is the voice and pulse of Israel. Avi, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you. The power has definitely shifted. There's no doubt that Iran isn't today what it was even a year ago. Take us through the where they were, where they are, and how it is likely to unfold.
Well, where they were, Iran basically was terrorizing the whole Middle East and terrorizing Israel through its terror proxies. And again, it wasn't just against Israel, but the whole Sunni Muslim world was being terrorized and in fear of a Shiite terror state of Iran. Thankfully, Israel in this war has, in a sense, decimated many of the Iran's terror proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. We took out some of its missile capabilities in Iran. So the Sunni world is not as afraid of Iran as it was before. I mean, because of the work Israel did, the Sunni Muslim world is much safer from Iran. Israel is expecting to get rid of Iran's nuclear capabilities to ensure that it is not a menace anymore to anyone over the world. And again, this isn't just for Israel. Iran has relationships with Argentina. There's Iranian missiles and terror in Argentina in order to attack America. So this isn't just about Israel. Trump now is as president, so there's a feeling that Israel will get the green light or work together with America in order to take out the nuclear capabilities. Yet Trump is very unpredictable, and he wants to end all violence. He wants to accomplish things diplomatically, not with war. Just yesterday he said exactly that. He prefers that Israel not have to use military force against Iran again. So things are very much in a question mark about how things are going to continue with Iran. But for Israel, it's clear one Iran is not the only menace here. We have Iran, we have Turkey, we have Egypt, we have the Sunni terror groups in Syria. They're all a menace to us. And even if Iran is not as dangerous as before, the area, the region is still a danger, and Israel still must be as strong as possible and have as much land as possible in order to protect ourselves to ensure that October 7th never happens again, Iran or no Iran.
Right. And in terms of the nuclear discussions being back on the table with Donald Trump, is that really likely to result in Iran behaving?
I think President Donald Trump would like to think so, because he's a Westerner and he's a deal maker.
Right.
And he thinks if you make a deal and you make a good enough deal, then the deal will succeed. But I believe that President Donald Trump is very much naive about the Middle East, very much naive about the religious aspect of the conflict, that it's a 1,400 religious ideology, Islamic ideology, to take over the world and subjugate the infidels. So it doesn't make a difference how good of a deal he thinks he makes, whether things happen while he's president or after he's president. They're going to continue their march against us. So a deal is not the way you end it. You end it by putting the fear of God in them and end their military capabilities to be able to terrorize any of us anywhere over the world.
Avi Abelow, that's where we leave it. Unfortunately, all we've got time for. Avi is the voice and pulse of Israel, talking to us about a nuclear Iran. Is Donald Trump naive? He's a deal maker, as Avi says. He is somebody who believes in their word. Well, how will that work out? It's 8:21.